Agathis australis, Kodi. New Zealand Kodi are one of the largest and longest living trees in the world. The Kodi family. The New Zealand Kodi belongs to the Orochiaceae family. It is one of the world's oldest families of conifers. The family has three genera, all naturally growing in the southern hemisphere. One of these is known as Agathis. Agathis has 21 tree species that are found around the Pacific. Family, Orochiaceae, genus, Agathis, species, Australis. Where Kodi grows. Kodi mostly grow in forests throughout northern New Zealand, north of Kawhia and just south of Tauranga. They are usually found from sea level to 700 metres. Kodi are still found in places further south, but they don't grow as well. There is no one type of Kodi forest. Kodi can grow by themselves or as dense stands. Kodi forest often includes many other tree species. Fully grown Kodi trees stand above a canopy of smaller trees. Kodi trees may be covered in lianes and epiphytes. Close to the ground are small trees and shrubs, such as Kodi grass, found only in a Kodi forest. A keystone species. A keystone species is a plant or animal that plays a special part in an ecosystem. All species in an ecosystem are linked to one another. This is called interconnectedness. An ecosystem without keystone species would be very different. It may not even exist. A small number of keystone species can have a huge impact on the environment. Kodi are a keystone species. Many plants and animals have evolved to live on and around Kodi. For example, Kodi trees create a type of soil, Kodi podzol, in which only some plants can live in. These plant species could become extinct if enough Kodi die. So it's not just the Kodi trees themselves that need to be saved. It is a whole ecosystem. What other keystone species are there? What Kodi looks like. Young Kodi trees have a narrow pyramid shape. The trees drop their lower branches when the tops reach the forest canopy. Mature Kodi grow huge column-like trunks and spreading crowns. Large trees are held up by spreading lateral roots. The lateral roots are anchored with peg roots. Peg roots can reach 5 meters into the ground. The feeding roots are quite thin. They are on the surface around the tree. Kodi trees have greyish bark. It has a pattern caused by the bark flaking off, known as hammermark bark. Kodi gum seeps from the bark of trees to repair injury. Kodi trees have oblong-shaped leaves. The leaves are bronze on young trees. The leaves turn bright green as the tree grows. The Kodi is a conifer, which means it makes cones. Male cones are finger-shaped and fall once they have let go of their pollen in spring. Female cones are round. They ripen after 3 years of growth and release seeds that are spread by the wind. Size. The average height of a Kodi is 30 to 40 metres. Trunks reach an average diameter of over 1 metre by 600 to 700 years of age. Trees can survive for 1,000 years or more. At this age, their trunk diameter averages 2 metres. Trees older than 1700 years have trunk diameters measuring over 3 metres. Kodi of this size are now rare. Trees like Tane Mahuta might be 1500 to 2000 years old. Its trunk has a diameter of over 4 meters. Even bigger trees were known in the past. Some of these trees had diameters of more than 7 meters.